الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، انتجبه لولايته واختصه برسالته، وأكرمه بالنبوة أمينا على غيبه ورحمة للعالمين. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله وأخوفكم من عقابه. Brothers and sisters, respected elders, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I congratulate all of you on this auspicious occasion of Eid Sa'id al-Fitr, that we have finished our fasting of 30 days. And this was the first day of Shawwal. May our fastings get accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think 30 days are enough to train ourselves for refraining from sins for the whole year. But taking one thing into consideration, that is that only worship is not important in Islam. There is one more thing: the essence of worship and the soul of worship is the obedience to God. If we disobey Him and we worship, then our worship has no value. We have been told from the past as well, it has come in the divine books as well, it is in Quran. Quran has an indication to it about Bal'am Ba'ura. He was a person who lived in the time of Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. This person, some people, we have some rawayat that he had Ismi Adam. And some say that he was Mustajabu Da'wa. Whatever he would pray, that would be accepted from God. This person was deviated by Shaitan. This person was deviated by Shaitan and in the time of Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, and he started supporting Fir'aun. So he got off the track. Quran says about him, he asks Prophet to tell people, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَتَبَعُوا الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And recite to them the narrative of him to whom we give our communications, but he withdraws himself from them. So the shaitan overtakes him, so as if are those who go astray. This was the state of this person who prayed for the whole life. And like shaitan as well, he was arrogant. He used to worship a lot. He has worshipped for thousands of years, but he was so arrogant. And finally, he didn't obey Allah and he was thrown out. So inshallah ta'ala al-musta'an, we will look forward to obey Allah for the whole year. And inshallah, Allah will help us, because, you know, being hopeless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest sins. He's inshallah going to forgive our sins. I will just recall what has happened before in the time of one of the prophets. There was this abid, he was on the mountains. He used to do ibadah there. He used to worship. This person would worship, and shaitan would come to him. So he was trying to deviate him basically. But shaitan couldn't deviate him. So finally one day shaitan sat down with his children. What should we do with this person? He's doing ibadah day and night. He has control upon his desires. What should we do? One of the child of shaitan, he gives him suggestion that we should deviate him from the track of ibadah. He goes, how? He goes, I will go to him, I will sit next to him, I will do ibadah in front of him. The shaitan goes to him, he does ibadah day and night. This abid gets amazed. How are you doing ibadah day and night? For the whole night you are like standing, praying to God, and for the whole day as well, you are not eating properly as well. How did he get this power? This child goes, shaitan goes to him, that I did a guna, I was involved in a sin, then I repented. God gave me this power because of that repentance. So this person, this abid, tells him, what should I do? Shaitan tells him, you go to that village, there are some women like who do fahisha and do adultery and all those acts. You should go there, go and do adultery and then repent in front of God, you will get this power. This person, he goes to the village, asking the address of this woman. So people thought that he's going to advise her, suggest her, come on the track, don't do sins. But he goes to her with some darahim, with some money. He says, I want to indulge in adultery with you. This woman, when she sees his face, she says that you seem to be abid, zahid, muttaqi. Why do you want to indulge in such a very bad act? This zahid goes to him because I want to repent after that, so that I will be very close to God. After that, this zahid, he thinks with himself, shall I go forward for guna, or shall I go back? But this lady persuades him not to do guna, not to do sin, because she makes him understand that one person who has not done guna is better than a person who has done guna and then repented. Finally, he goes back and he starts ibadah and his tawbah, but he doesn't get indulged in this, in the adultery. I think after one night, the lady passes away. And the prophet of the time, he gets the revelation from God, go and participate in the janazah of this lady. This person, a prophet comes to her home. So people, when they see prophet, they say that she was she was famous for her adultery and all these things. What have you come for, participating in the janazah? It is that Allah has revealed on me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this lady repented. And hence we should take this thing into the consideration. That's repentance. Allah is going to forgive us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وجعله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونظيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل على أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين اللهم صل على الحسن والحسين سبتي نبي رحمة وإمامي الهدى وصل على الأئمة من ولد الحسين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الحجة عليه السلام اللهم اجعله الإمام المنتظر اللهم انصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم اجعلني من أنصاره وعوانه والذابين عنه إله الحق رب العالمين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله وأخففكم من عقابه. Before starting second khutbah, I will just pray the surah, du'a faraj for Imam Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajul sharif, which is our the most important thing in the time of occultation. That's Allahumma kun li waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai fi hadhihi sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. It's going to be brief in the second khutbah as well. We have a rawayat from one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So that we are present in this country, so it is very relevant. The rawayat is very relevant to us. Hammad al-Samandari is mentioned in Rijal al-Kashi. He goes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, oh Imam, I usually visit non-Muslim countries and people accuse me because of that. They say that you're going to turn mushrik by visiting non-Muslim countries. You're going to adopt the culture of those non-Muslim countries. Imam tells him, Hammad, when you are in non-Muslim countries, do you invite people towards us, towards our teachings? Have you ever done that? He goes, yes, it's very easy for me to invite people towards your teachings in non-Muslim countries, which I'm not capable of doing in Muslim countries because of taqiyya. Imam alayhi salam goes to him, Hammad, when you will be resurrected on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected as one ummah. One ummah means a lot. All the thawab, and every khayr is going to be in him. He will be, and your face will be enlightened on the day of judgment because you have invited people. You have invited people all around the world towards us, towards our teachings. Let's do one thing. Let's invite people towards Ahlul Bayt, towards Islam, towards the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have come through the holy Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. And let's show the world that our Islam, it teaches humanity, it teaches human values, it teaches love, it teaches, to eradicate inequality, and eradicate poverty, all these things. And zakat that you are paying today, it's one of the things that is a sign that Islam helps to eradicate poverty among Muslims and among humanity. So this is one of the, what do you call it, the things which we should propagate throughout the world, our teachings, our true teachings. And we strongly condemn all the attacks, whether on Muslims and non-Muslims around the world. We condemn all of them. Ahlul Bayt school of thought, it never allows you to attack anyone else, to attack any other community. So we condemn all those attacks while they were on Quds rallies during this year or last year or whenever. Or before Quds rally, there were some attacks in England as well. We condemn all the attacks on humanity. This is what the religion of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam says. It never propagates hate. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبطر اللهم صل على
Please remember the Shuhada of Par Chinar. A lot of people have lost lives there just 2 days ago. We remember them, their families. May Allah give them patience. And please recite Surah Fatiha for all the Shuhada and Shuhada. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. First of all, on behalf of Imam Zamana Foundation of North America, Bayt Wali Asr, we'd like to thank all our speakers who came this Ramadan. First of all, Maulana Muhammad Askari Sahab. He's been here for many years, and he was here, alhamdulillah, this year as well. Thank you, Maulana, for coming. And we had a great 30 days here in Urdu sessions upstairs with Maulana Askari. Thank you. We also had Brother Haider Shah here, who was doing English program downstairs. We thank him for coming from home. He's studying there. He's been there for a few years now. And inshallah, he'll go back and continue his education after Ramadan. Special thanks to Maulana Sayyid Mohsin Kashmiri Sahab. He was here. He did some majalis for the Shahadat of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. And today, alhamdulillah, he's also here to do the khutbah as well. We are honored to have him here. He has moved in this area in New Jersey. We welcome him. And inshallah, he'll be doing some Shabbat Jummah programs with us as well. So inshallah, next Shabbat Jummah, he will be here. So please join us at 8 p.m. every Thursday night at Beit Wali Asif. Also like to thank all the sponsors, the families who sponsored the iftar throughout this Ramadan. Thank you all. May Allah bless you. And also the volunteers, especially for today. They have made food for our brunch. So we'd like to thank all those family who were up all night last night working, and now they're setting up outside for us. Thank all of them. Please recite loud salawat for all of them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam. Now, quick announcements about some new activities we're having at Beit Wali Asr. As you all know, since last Ramadan, we had a Ramadan program with Maulana Askari, and then right after Ramadan, we had a summer camp with Maulana Saghir Hussain Shah throughout the summer for all the youth for 2 months straight. Since then, alhamdulillah, we had no breaks. We continue going. We have Shabbat Jummah programs. We have also started a special program for our families, family fun nights. We call it FFNs. Every month, we get together. We have fun activities with the kids and parents together, bonding together, and also in Islamic environment. The last one was our bowling alley. We went there. We rented the whole bowling alley for ourselves, and all the Momineen were there. And we basically trying to create relaxed environment for our families, youth, to have fun in an Islamic environment. So that activity is, alhamdulillah, going very well. And inshallah, we'll continue with this after Ramadan as well. So please join us for those activities. We have a WhatsApp group for IZFNA families. If you're not on it, please contact me. I'll add you on so you can get all the updated information on all those programs as well. Before Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we have done a lot of upgrades at Beit Wali Asr. I want to quickly, briefly tell you about those things. Some of the things are in front of you, the new big screen, new projector, new audio-visual. We have a new YouTube channel now. So alhamdulillah, we would like to especially acknowledge Brother Muhammad Ali Kadiwal here, who has helped us with this upgrading this new system. As you can all see, we have all benefited from it. Maulana Askari speeches were on YouTube channel now, and they're still there. So you can go back and watch all the videos from Ramadan. And inshallah, from now on, we'll be using their YouTube channel. So please subscribe to that, and also on our other social media outlets, please. And talking about the upgrades, all the lights, fixtures, and everything, the important addition we did this year, right before Ramadan, was the opening of the back halls. And now the men and ladies are connected. So alhamdulillah, ladies, sisters have benefited a lot from that. And now we have Jamaat going all the way into the ladies' hall because of that. Outside also, we did a lot of lighting, a lot of decoration. And alhamdulillah, we want to continue with this thing. And we do have upcoming expenses as well. I think we have mentioned here, we'd like to upgrade our deck, inshallah, soon. And also, the most important thing we want to upgrade is the security system. We don't have a significant any system here right now. And with the environment nowadays, we have to do this. As a matter of fact, all the centers are thinking about it to upgrade that. And inshallah, we'll be doing that right after Ramadan to inshallah be ready for next upcoming program. So please, all those things require, of course, help from the community. And you guys have been helping us throughout. So we'd like to request all of you, especially today, Eid al-Fitr Day, to do as much as you can. Please pledge any amount towards this cause. You can see right here, they add up. And so if anything would help, you can also do monthly donations as well. We have a online on our WhatsApp group. You can see it. You can join that and just pay monthly, even $100 a month. Anything that you can do, it will really help us to improve these programs for all ourselves. And inshallah, spread the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. All right, I won't take too much of your time now. I have already taken a lot. I'd like to request Dr. Ali Raza Musfi to please come and briefly tell you about the upcoming rally of Bahi.
We always get thanked by Muhammad Mutahir, but as a member of this community for many years, I would like to first thank all the people in the administration for all the work that they do year after year in every function over here. It takes a lot of work for them to come on before time, to stay afterwards, to make sure the place is clean and all. So from all of us, it's a heartfelt thanks. And let's give them a loud salawat, please. In 1925, an event took place in Saudi Arabia, which changed the political landscape forever. And that was the destruction of a cemetery called Jannat al-Baqi. What was special about that? Two things. Number one, it housed the daughter of the Prophet and our four imams and multiple other prominent individuals. And it also contained the graves of many soldiers who died in Islamic wars. And it contained other normal people like you and I. Secondly, what was another interesting thing that happened is when this destruction took place, the ummah of that time kept quiet. Just like they kept quiet during the time of Yazid, just like they are keeping quiet today when the Yazids of today are creating destruction around the Muslim and the non-Muslim world as such. To oppose these, a protest is being held in front of the Saudi embassy on July 3rd with a march to the White House. To accommodate the second part of what I was saying, that is the oppressors of today, this protest, unlike many times the years in the past, is going to be talking about Syria, about Yemen, about Bahrain, about Parachinar, about all these things. The portion in the White House is specifically dedicated to that. So if you cannot relate to the first point, you can relate to the second point for sure. I'm sure the majority of you are the ones who can relate to both of them. So I would strongly urge you to come with us. There are buses going from every Imam Barga, and there are even New York in the tri-state area. We have gotten a very soft response from here. So I would really urge you all to please join this cause and devote one day of your holiday. It's a long weekend, I realize that, but devote one day for this purpose. Depending on how many we sign up, our plans will ultimately change. But to just give you an idea, buses could leave from here. A bus can leave from here at about 8 o'clock in the morning. But if we don't have enough, we may be joining with another bus, whether from Astana or from MFI, from a different location. If we have time, we will be stopping at Idara Jafria before the DC area and have lunch over there. And also you can freshen up. Then we quickly go to the Saudi embassy around 12:30, 12:45. And if you do not stop there, there will be lunch provided. There will be sandwiches provided at the embassy itself. There will be Zohar namaz and in front of the embassy on the road over there, which is pretty dramatic, in front of this Wahhabi embassy that we are doing namaz of our kind over there. And then there are speeches and all and chants. Then we march around 3:30 or so towards the White House. And on 4 o'clock to about 5 o'clock is the portion in front of the White House. As I said, the portion in front of the White House is really dedicated towards this activism portion as such. And then we will, around 5:30, buses will be there from to come back over here. They may stop at Idara Jafria if we have the time. For food. If not, we will get boxed food over there for people to come back over here. And then it will be dropped off about 3 to 4 hours following our departure from there. So you can imagine with two foods and the bus trip, it should cost about $75 to $100. But it's been subsidized by certain individuals who have not yet committed yet, but some have not. But hopefully we'll get that to about $25 a person. If we get enough commitments, we can even shorten, we can reduce that figure further. For those who have already made plans, who are unable to go to this rally and have other things to do, you can do something else and donate some money to this cause so that people from Baitul Asr would have to pay less. Or there are buses in New York, there are buses in other places, which can also take that donation from you and thereby subsidize the cost. Please do not let cost be an issue. For those of you who cannot pay or do not want to pay, that's okay. Just come in. Okay, those who can pay more than the 25, you're welcome also. The context for this is Brother Ahmad Ali and his wife, and myself and my wife. Okay, so please let us know today if you can go. Let us know the number of people, and thereby accordingly we can plan. Salawat.
کوئی بھی موقع ہو بہرحال ہم لوگ سید الشہداء حضرت ابا عبداللہ الحسین کو فراموش نہیں کرتے کیونکہ آج اگر دین باقی ہے آج اگر نمازیں ہو رہی ہیں آج اگر اسلامی آثار باقی ہیں تو یہ سب کربلا کی دین ہے مستحب تو یہ ہے کہ ہم آج کے دن امام حسین علیہ السلام کے روزے پر ہوں بہرحال جسمانی طور پر تو ہم وہاں نہیں ہیں لیکن ہماری روحیں ہمارے دل یقیناً اس وقت بھی جو ہے وہ کربلا کی طرف ہے السلام علیک یا وارث آدم صفوة اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث نوح نبی اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث ابراہیم خلیل اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث موسیٰ کلیم اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث عیسی روح اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا وارث علی حجت اللہ السلام علیک ایها الوصی البر التقی السلام علیک یا صار اللہ وابن صاره والوتر الموتور اشہد انکا قد اقمت الصلاة وآتیت الزکاة وامرت بالمعروف ونہیت عن المنکر وجاہدت فی اللہ حق جہاد حتی استبیح حرمک وقتلت مظلوما السلام علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ السلام علیک یا ابن رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا ابن سید الوصیین السلام علیک یا ابن فاطمۃ الزہراء سیدۃ نساء العالمین السلام علیک یا بطل المسلمین یا مولا یا اشہد انک کنت نورا فی الاصلاب الشامخا والارحام المطہرا لم تنجسک الجاہلیۃ بانجاسہا ولم تلبسك من مدلهمات ثيابها واشهد انك من دعائم الدين واركان المسلمين ومعقل المؤمنين واشهد انك الامام البر التقي الرضي الذكي الهادي المهدي واشهد ان الائمه من ولدك كلمه التقوى واعلام الهدى والعروه الوثقى والحجۃ علی اہل الدنیا زیارت حضرت علی اکبر علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام السلام علیک یا ولی اللہ السلام علیک یا ابن رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا ابن خاتم النبیین السلام علیک یا ابن فاطمۃ سیدۃ نساء العالمین السلام علیک یا ابن امیر المؤمنین السلام علیک ایها المظلوم الشہید بابی انت و امی عشت سعیدا و قتلت مظلوما شہیدا زیارت سائر شہدائے کربلا السلام عليكم أيها الضابون عن توحيد الله السلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار بأبي أنتم وأمي فضتم فوضا عظيما دارت حضرت عباس السلام عليك أيها العبد الصالح والصديق المواسي أشهد أنك آمنت بالله ونصرت ابن رسول الله ودعوت إلى سبيل الله وواصيت بنفسك فعليك من الله أفضل التحية والسلام السلام عليك يا مولانا يا صاحب العصر والزمان السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن السلام عليك يا خليفة الرحمن السلام عليك يا قاطع البرهان السلام عليك يا قامع الكفر والطغيان السلام عليك وعلى آبائك الطاهرين عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا الله من عوانك وأنصارك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد مؤمنين برانش will be served outside for brothers inshallah